This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And there's always a lot happening up on the website, whether you taking the poll, being part of the live chat room. There's a gazillion things going on up there that you can be part of and get involved with. I'm thinking, maybe, Michael Housen will join us sometime tonight. We'll see what happens. But right now, let's hit. I'm going to have some fun with some of these stories that you guys have been sending me throughout the week. And but one of the things I said I was going to do, and I will do right now. So we have a very close relationship with somebody at the FBI, and because of that relationship, I was on the phone with them today, and they were telling me that. The inside word is that Hillary will. This isn't wishful thinking. Unless the president steps in and does something asinine, she will be indicted in July. You've heard that here. All right? I mean, you haven't heard it anywhere else, but I'm predicting, I'm believing, I'm knowing from the person I spoke with or believing from the person I spoke with that she will be indicted in July. And then they'll prop up Joe Biden and bring him out and start parading him around. Now, I don't know if it's going to be before or just after the convention, whether there's a deal going to be made. Nobody can tell you what's going to take place there. But what I can tell you for sure is she will be indicted in July. And I trust and believe this person enough to say to you that I'd bet on it. If I could get a date, I'd actually go to Vegas and put it on the and bet on the thing if I could get a date. So the school board, see, remember administrators gone wild? Some of the things that drive me nuts. So the school board has decided that having a valedictorian is just too tough. So they're going to ban it at their school because competition is unhealthy. So school board in North Carolina has unanimously, you voted them in. You deserve them. They've given the initial approval to a policy that would stop allowing high school students to name valedictorians and salutatorians of its graduating classes because of the kind of competition it just hazardous to students. Now, we've heard from many, many, many schools that the competition has become very unhealthy. Wake County School Board Chairman Tom Benton said, according to an article in the News and Observer, final decision on the policy won't be made until June 7. Now, given the fact that it was unanimously supported in the initial vote, however, I've got to say it sounds pretty doggone likely that it's going to be approved. Now, under the new policy, the schools would use the Latin honor system. It's used in many colleges, giving a cum laude designation to students with a 3.75 GPA or higher, magna cum laude for those that have a 4.0 to a 4.249, and a summa cum laude to students with a 4.25 or higher. Ben said he thinks that this change will also stop students from being tempted to fill their schedules with easier classes to pad their GPAs in pursuit of a valedictorian or salutatorian. Now, students were not collaborating with each other in the way we would like them to. The choice of courses were being guided by their GPA and not their future educational plans. I'm confused. How the heck would that, the elimination of those titles stop that? After all, the GPA numbers are still going to mean something. Going into a college, they're still going to want those big scores, don't they? Or the high points. Wouldn't they? Now, any kid is going to have a choice of courses. They're going to be guided by their GPA anyhow. It's probably still going to happen. It's not the title as much as how they're going to get into other colleges. And then there's this competition. Well, come on. There's a reality of life here. Once you hit the job market, you're competing every day of your life to keep that job. And some of you find it distasteful and wrong, but I'll tell you, you're wrong. See, companies want output. They want production. They want to make money. That's why they're in business to make money. They're not business to give your kids a job because your kids look good or they're smart or they're pretty or they're handsome or whatever. Whatever the terminology is. They're not there to fill a seat. They're there to make that disgusting money and pay investors. You know, some of these people who are all against these corporations, I wonder if they have stocks. You know, I wonder if they're looking for dividends from their stocks. I wonder if they're looking for some kind of return on their investment. Because if you're not, I got investments for you. I got plenty you can look into. I want to do more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And you know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a little box up there, okay, where you can sign up for the email blast. I send it out once a week. I do not slam your mailbox or your email box full of these kind of things. I just don't do it, and I won't do it. And anyway, again, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board. When we come back, we're going to finish up the story about the school board who is voting to ban valedictorians. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. That's right. Disco Thursday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get on with it, as they say. I don't mind. We were talking about the school board that actually took a stupid pill before they went out and voted. And they have voted to cancel or not allow for valedictorians anymore at graduation because the competition is unhealthy. That it just causes health problems. I mean, are they too stressed? Because this is part of what's going on in the colleges right now, right? They can't handle anything. You know, somebody puts up a sign that, registration now in building C instead of A, they drop. They assume the fetal position, call mommy on the phone and go, what do I do now? It's not in building A. It's been there for 2 years solid. They want me to go to C. I don't want to go to C. I don't know where C is. Can you see them doing that? I mean, based on the stories we've done, can you see them do that? I can. They can't push through. They do not know how to push through. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I've been saying that for years. I call them the speed bump generation. They get to a speed bump, they can't move forward. That's it. They're done. Turn around, go home. Now, what they think is that if they pull these titles away, then the kids will stop, you know, going for the classes. They'll stop, you know, doing what they're doing to get the higher GPA scores. I'm concerned that these are the people running the school, because the kids want the higher GPA scores to get into better colleges, don't they? They're looking for grants. They're looking for all kinds of things. I think it's hilarious that they think, again, see, this is one of those things where instead of teaching someone how to do something better, we'll just take it away from them because, yeah, we can't trust them to do it. So no matter what you call these things, you know, you don't have to call them a valedictory anything. Right? Class ranking is a competition. And the kid at the top is the winner. Get over yourselves. Now, maybe that kid was motivated to win by the force of competition, not just by holding hands with fellow classmates and singing Kumbaya. You know, one of the writers of the article says, you know, the administrator said, well, they really weren't doing it the way we wanted them to, and it really did not create a come-together kind of environment. Of course not, because in a competition, you want a winner. Somebody wants to win. Nobody wants to lose. And you're going to try hard to make it happen. And that's okay, because that's what happens in real life. There's always a team leader, whether you want one or not. Somebody's got to take control. I know that some of you out there go, well, we don't need a leader. It's like some of those people say, why do we have to blame fault? Why do we have to label it fault? Why? Because it failed. And it had to be somebody's fault. Somebody wasn't carrying the ball. Somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. It's okay. It's part of life. And yes, guess what? It's somebody's fault. That's the part I don't get. I don't get this fear over it being somebody's fault. And did I say it was somebody's fault? Anyway, they're going to go to the second reading of this proposal. And it'll probably go into effect. If they approve this thing here coming up in June, I guess it won't take effect until 2019. So there's still time to replace the administrators. There's still time to vote out the people they need to vote out to get people with common sense get in there. Don't you think? Anyway, I am Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I got a tonnage of information here for you. Now, this one happened the other day, and it's still hot and great news. Now, look, we want our president to have some kind of experience, right? We want him or her to know what they're doing, him or her to understand what's going on in the community. You know, if the communities in the areas that they previously legislated over are doing poorly and bad and they have a bad voting record, then why would you want them in as president, right? Just asking. Now, Burlington College announced on, what's today? Yeah, they announced like 2 days ago that they are closing their doors as of May 27 after it found itself unable to recover from the crushing weight of debt. That debt, however, has been incurred under the leadership of Jane O'Mara Sanders. Now, that's the college's former president and wife of Bernie Sanders. At the end of 2010, Ms. Sanders took out $10 million in loans on behalf of Burlington College to purchase a 32-acre piece of land from the Roman Catholic Diocese, which put the land up for sale to help cover the cost of its $17 million abuse settlement. Now, as Heat Street reported last month, the college almost immediately fell short on its financial obligations as fundraising pledges and commitments Mrs. Sanders cited in the loan agreement never materialized. Are they suggesting she may have stretched the truth? She may have lied. I'm just asking. It's a possibility, right? Now, less than a year after leaving Burlington College in a massive debt, Mrs. Sanders resigned, taking with her a $200,000 severance package. By 2014, because of its shaky finances and running deficits, Burlington College found itself placed on probation for 2 years by the regional accreditation. Now, they took this nosedive. They got in this trouble under the leadership of, again, the wife of Bernie Sanders, Jane O'Mara Sanders. Now, you cannot say that this has nothing to do with Bernie. And the reason I say that is that any of you that have a decent marriage know that you talk to your husband, you talk to your wife, you get input from them. You find out what they think about certain situations, how certain situations will play out. So I'm sure she got a little input from Bernie the Socialist. A Burlington College news release issued a press release called and called these financial hurdles insurmountable. We anticipate the notice from the regional accreditation agency that we have not met the commission's financial standards, and therefore our accreditation will be lifted as of January 2017, and the college will not be able to award academic credits after that time. Now think about something. That's a ways off. If they really felt like they had a chance, they might be able to do something. We'll be back in a minute. We'll finish up the story. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, you missed the healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Love being with you on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There is a lot happening out there, a lot in the news. You heard about the Egyptian airliner that it was probably, see, our government won't say anything. They won't even hint to it. Probably a terrorist attack. I don't know what we're so afraid of, frankly. Usually, if our intelligence department, people, whatever, feel like that's what it is, it's probably a good chance that's what it is. Don't you think? Are we being too Islamophobic again? Is that what the problem is? You're worried about being PC? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Are you worried about being? Are you worried they're gonna make fun of you? Yeah, I wouldn't. I would say what you believe to be truth. Because they're going to make fun of you just to get you not to say what you believe to be truth, just because they don't agree with it. The bulk of the stories that we do are all around these kind of things, aren't they? People who are uncomfortable with you talking about certain things, well, it makes them feel uncomfortable. They can't combat them, and they don't want to. They're not interested in having an open, honest conversation, which is really too bad. I mean, very bad. Someday, before you get all hot and bothered when you're talking to somebody, when you're having one of these conversations, before you get into these, say to them, look, are you gonna like, blow up and move on if you don't like what we're talking about? Because I want to know what causes that. I want to know what you think comes out of that. Just the fact that you no longer have to deal with it. I remember my daughter once saying, hopefully she's not listening. I will tell you which one, that way. Telling me she was done with it. And didn't realize who she was talking to, apparently. And I said to her, whoa, you don't call when you're done with it. I call when you're done with it. I tell you when we're done discussing the issue, not you. You've done something to us, the family. We're going to talk about this. And you're going to tell me why and how it happened. And at that point, she told me why and how it happened. But most parents go, okay, well, you know what? When you're ready, you call daddy. We'll come in. We'll sit. We'll talk. No. That's not how you fix stuff. Anyway, back to my buddy Bernie. I love this one. I mean, I feel bad for the students there, but look, 1 year or 2 years, the socialist known as Mrs. Sanders, she went in there, put them $10 million in debt. Okay? They couldn't make the payment almost from day one. She lied about the application for the money. She lied about the donors and the pledges because they never came to fruition. What do you think the chances are the majority of or all of the donors not coming through? You think it's like a gazillion to three? It's got to be big. So basically, they defaulted in their first couple of months on making this payment that she forced down their throats to do. And these are the people you want to run the country. So the college, for all intents and purposes, is closing down, though at the end of May, they'll still operate some things for the summer. Now, the Saunders campaign and Burlington College spokesman would not respond for comment. Now, the Catholic parishioners in Vermont have called for an investigation into whether Mrs. Sanders committed federal bank fraud by deliberately misrepresenting the amount that the college had secured in funding pledges when she went looking to purchase the land. Mrs. Sanders pursued financing for the land acquisition. She repeatedly said the Burlington College had received more than $2 million in funding commitments and pledges. That was according to the numerous records. So in her emails and conversations and people she spoke with and the paperwork she gave to the bank, she showed over $2 million in pledges. Now, but in fiscal year 2011, this happened back in 2010, the Burlington College raised only $279,000. Now, my simple math, I'm not a brain surgeon when it comes to math and that kind of stuff. But in my simple math world, that is a far cry from over $2 million. Now, the college had earlier claimed to have secured $1.2 million in confirmed pledges for that year. Now, typically between 91 and 94, percent of fundraising pledges come from a recent study found after surveying more than 1,000 nonprofits. I want to read that again so you understand what I'm saying here. What they're saying is between 91 and 94% of fundraising pledges come through. Not zero or next to zero. This actually is the opposite of what usually happens. And that was according to a recent study after they took a look at 1,000. Right? Hey, stop that. Nonprofits. Now, in January, Vermont lawyer Brad Tonzing, who is also vice chair of the Vermont Republican Party, wrote a letter on behalf of the Catholic parishioners to the U.S. Attorney in Vermont, as well as the Inspector General of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, seeking a probe into whether Mrs. Sanders fraudulently secured the loans. The U.S. Attorney Eric Miller confirmed that he had received the parishioner's letter, but he could not comment on the status of any investigation. He said neither the Sanders campaign or Mrs. Sanders responded to any inquiries about this. Now, through a Sanders spokesman, there was conversation on a local Burlington television station that the allegations were recycled, discredited, and garbage. Although, even though she said that, this is a current investigation or a current and ongoing situation. Especially if Burlington now is closing down. And yeah, I've heard this story before, but I also know and have heard nothing changed. Right? So again, this is again where a mindset about, you know, how the college funding. I mean, why would she lie about that knowing? Now, I'm not saying it to defend her. Did she think she was going to browbeat people into doing it? I'm just asking. Right? Anyway. All right. I'm Joe Mancini, host of Real Estate. I'm so confused by this stuff. Seriously. I am so confused by the simple basic values that we've thrown away that we say doesn't work anymore. Do you know what I mean? Are we so afraid of older values, of things that actually worked in the past? Are we petrified of those things because they may work again? Or maybe they still do work and it makes people nervous? Let me see. Can I do this one? Oh, yeah, let's do this one. A common sense story. You know, we're back to the crazy firearm stuff, right? You know, chewing something that looks like, not that it does, but it looks like a pistol, even though it wasn't. Remember the Pop-Tart? One kid even with his finger. They don't allow weapons on campus. Pointed his finger the wrong way. Sign of violence. The kid needs to be checked. This stuff just goes too far. Now, school suspends a five-year-old. Five-year-old. You hear this? Five-year-old. Over a princess bubble gum. In Brighton, Colorado, the principal at Southeast Elementary in Adams County School District apparently thinks a clear plastic bubble gun qualifies as a firearm. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, as a firearm facsimile. And it could reasonably be mistaken for an actual firearm, according to the principal. There is no, if this thing is mistaken by a police officer as a potential firearm, then that cop needs to be fired. I'm serious. That's how crazy this is. Now, at least that's what one mother told an ABC 7 news anchor after she was forced to pick up her daughter. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. Again, administrators run wild. We do these stories all the time. They're nuts. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is so much you can do up on the website, and there is so much you can do up on the website. I really do want your email address, because what happens when you give me your email address is that I'm, you know, when I set up my weekly emails, I can let you know who's going to be on the show. I can let you know the topics we're going to discuss. If we've got deals for you or giveaways, they're all there. And again, you can always just throw it away, right? You don't, you know, if you decide after a while that all I'm doing is sending you junk, then get rid of it. It really is that easy. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Boy, you guys are sad. I mean, seriously, the pictures you guys sent me during the break, you're sad, okay? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let's get back at it. Always appreciate the stories, the time. God, what do you want to call this? You want to call this the bubble debacle? A school suspends a 5-year-old over this princess bubble gun. Not bubble gum, bubble gun. Now, the elementary schools decided that it qualifies as a firearm facsimile that could be reasonably mistaken as a actual firearm. The problem is I don't think a principal's ever seen a gun in his life. Seriously. This has got plastic blue, green, and yellow colors, and it's surrounded and clear. It's got all kinds of bubbles around it. You can see the soap inside of it. Again, I say, anybody who confuses this with a real gun, they're the ones that need psychiatric care. One mother told the ABC 7 news team, after she was forced to pick up her kindergarten daughter from the school for blowing bubbles with the fake firearm during indoor recess. The girl brought her princess bubble gum. That's right. Somebody just says that it looks like the ray gun from the Men in Black. It does. Only a plastic one with blue, yellow, and green fluorescent colors. A very real gun. Very real looking. The girl brought her princess bubble gun to school in her backpack, unbeknownst to her mom. And the principal dropped the hammer with one day suspension for violating school policy. I apologize right away, she said. I am sorry she did that. Who did not want to be identified? You know, one mother. I appreciate that they're trying to keep kids safe. I really do, but there needs to be some common sense. Yes, I agree. There needs to be some common sense. What child ran off thinking it was a real gun? I'd like to know that. Was there children that were petrified? That went running for the hills saying, oh my God, she's got a gun? Now, the mother said she attempted to discuss the issue with school officials, but their attitude about the situation convinced her that exposing the issue in the media would be a better course of action. Yes, that does happen. Some of them are so staunch, they stick on something, they don't realize that policy are guidelines. They're not rules to be set in stone, never to be challenged. They're guidelines. You know, and isn't that easy? Yes, yes, yes. Some people believe that this is how they teach the next generation, that guns are bad. I think they're trying to teach the next generation that everything's bad unless the government says it's good. Now, the mother said that when she talked to the administration, she asked if it was really necessary for me to come get her. And they said, yes, this is our zero tolerance policy and somebody needs to come get her immediately. The reason for doing this story is because the principal didn't seem like she wanted to have a conversation with me, the mother said. It was a very superior attitude. She made it very clear that she didn't care what I had to say and that I didn't matter what I had to say. Now, district policy calls for suspension if students bring in firearm facsimiles that could reasonably be mistaken for an actual firearm. What does that mean? Oh, what if she chewed a Pop-Tart in the form of a gun? Now, the woman also told another local news source that the move means her daughter will end the school year on sour note. Now have to have a documented disciplinary action that could cause issues in the future. I don't want her to miss out on class. That's a silly reason not to go to school, she said. What bugs me is this is going to be something they can refer to if we have any issues in the future, which I don't foresee, but it's always going to be lingering there in a school file. Yeah, but you know what? This is where I kind of go sideways with some of the stuff, right? When you explain this to some people in other districts, they may have a little more, maybe they're a little smarter, right? What do you think? I don't know. Now, the other local news source has repeatedly highlighted. Now, look, this story is from EAG News. I love these guys. And they have posted these kind of stories forever. They're hilarious in one sense. These show you that the school administrators take this stuff to the nth degree, and they shouldn't. These zero tolerance policies are overreaching. And school officials who suspend or punish young people like this are wrong. They're just flat out wrong. You know, we've had kids disciplined for finger pistols, Nerf darts, Hello Kitty bubble guns. Remember that? And a student who chewed his pop, you know, this, I talked about this earlier, the one with the Pop-Tart into a gun. And this hysteria, give me a break. Much of the hysteria stems from these highly publicized school shootings that have convinced school officials that zero tolerance on anything that looks, smells, feels, might be considered a gun is off limits. I wonder if I could walk through an administrative office and get pictures of, see things that remind me of a gun. What do you think? I bet you I could. The mother goes on to say, we're given a brain and we should use it. Adding that initially supported the zero-tolerance gun policy, but now advocates against them because it's just nuts. It's perhaps a little easier to say, we're going to enforce this all across the board the same way and treat them all the same. He said, it's very difficult for the school districts because you have people complaining, why didn't you get this and my child got this? Well, nobody's going to complain. If your kid comes to school with a fluorescent yellow water gun and is squirting water out of it, if you're going to mistake that for a real gun, there's something wrong with you. Now, Nathan Woodcliffe, executive director of the ACLU of Colorado, agreed, it's absurd to send a five-year-old. Hey, buy a lottery ticket. I'm on the same page as the ACLU. How do you like that? It's absurd to send a five-year-old home for a bubble maker, he said. This is a silly example of a very real problem. Zero-tolerance policies, this is the ACLU attorney now, says that zero-tolerance policies often mean zero common sense. District officials refuse to speak with media. Why? Embarrassed? You think maybe they were embarrassed? I would think they were embarrassed. District officials refused to speak with the media, but instead issued a statement that seemingly confirms Woodcliffe's comments. Adams County School District spokesman Kevin Denke wrote in an email statement that the bubblegum debacle isn't the first time students at the school have been suspended for bringing in toy guns. Now, the bringing of weapons, real or facsimiles, to our schools by students cannot only create a potential safety concern, but also cause a distraction for our students in the learning process. But look, a facsimile of a gun, of a real gun, in most cases, is going to be black, rubbery, I don't want to say a toy. You've seen them. You've seen these fake things. But what? I mean, what if I take a Star Trek laser, one that's carved out of wood or molded by plastic, if I take that to school for show and tell, am I going to get sent home? Seriously. You know those silver guns or the ones that come out of the package with the plastic bullets? If they're going to look at that, they're going to think the same thing with that? And that's even closer to reality. I mean, that's closer to looking like a real, old-time gun. And what a great learning moment. Instead of send them home for the day and chastise the crap out of them, you could sit down with that child and go, look, I know you didn't mean anything by this. Why traumatize the kid? I know you didn't mean anything by this. You didn't think you were hurting anybody. But these kind of things aren't allowed at school. It scares some of the children. So you're just going to have to leave it at home. Don't bring it into school anymore. That kind of thing. Why suspension? Why put your finger in that kid's face and scare the crap out of him? One administrator at the school said our schools, particularly Southeast, because of past instances with students bringing fake weapons to school, make a point of asking parents to be partners and not bringing these items to school. The Joe Buscemi, your host, always a pleasure to be with you. Hey, a lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be right back.